probably one of the worst drugs out there, if not the worst to be addicted to. It's definitely taken its toll on me.
Meth. That's one of the charges that Muncie's Shannon Blankenship is in jail for. He is just one person who is part of the bigger picture. Between January and September of 2016, police busted 126 meth labs in Delaware County. That number is more than double the next closest county in Indiana. Despite that, Delaware County Sheriff Ray Dudley says that number isn't all bad.
Being number one county out of the state of Indiana, I look at it as a positive thing. A positive thing in the way that our law enforcement officers are going out, they're locating the stuff.
Even with law enforcement doing its job, the question still remains. Why are people using meth? Blankenship has an explanation.
It takes my pain away.
Sheriff Dudley says Blankenship's experience is not uncommon.
You know, a lot of this started when Indiana started closing down the pain clinics. You know, the doctors where you could go and just, you know, tell them that you got an ache and they'll give you prescription pills for it. So once those start shutting down, that's when our meth problems really start increasing.
Dudley also said other reasons people turn to meth include living in poverty, being unemployed, and even boredom. But it's not just the drug that affects the community. Chief Prosecutor Jeff Arnold says the labs themselves affect more than just the user.
What we see here in Delaware County is called a one-pot method. It's different than crystal meth. That has a lot more collateral damage to it.
Arnold explained that when people cook meth themselves, it can negatively impact children's health, neighborhoods, property values, and use of tax dollars, among other things. Sheriff Dudley says he still plans on taking an aggressive approach, but says the target is the drug, not the people.
The people that's on these drugs is still somebody's child. It's somebody's mother or father. It's somebody's related or best friend. So we want to try to get them off this drug, get them reinduced back into society to be a productive citizen.
In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.